Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to our first Thursday night of the month. And, of course, this is North State now, and we're very present here on our show tonight. And I'm excited to be here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and this is also streaming on KCNR1460.com. Yours truly, Linda Bott, and Liam is at the helm, being our producer tonight.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening. That song makes me feel like it's either a sunset or a sunrise, like something is being birthed, something is coming alive. I've reached out to a very good friend of mine who has had her very own show here on KCNR, and that is Dr. Patricia Bay. How are you doing tonight?
Fine, Linda. How are you doing?
That's great. And you have over 30 plus years of being in private practice as a psychologist. Mm-hmm. And your specialty, you have very many specialties, of course. You don't become a doctor of psychology without like learning several specialties. But you also have a podcast and have written a book called Therapy in a Nutshell. You've written a few books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Therapy in a Nutshell is my main book.
Okay, and that is your podcasts were from this radio station, and then when you broke away or whatever you want, you know, went on. You're in private practice and you're still doing your live podcast.
Yes.
And how can one listen and find those?
You can go to Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Apple, Amazon, Audible, on any podcast forum. Just type in Dr. Patricia Bay, Therapy in a Nutshell, and they're all free. And they are basic lessons I have taught in therapy for a very long time. There's over 150 episodes.
Wow.
So if you go through and one jumps out at you, you should probably listen to it.
Well, we were talking earlier today because I'm working through inventory. I'm mm-hmm. working through some issues. And I really wanted to bring in somebody who is a professional tonight and talk about... We are going to be covering how to heal in the community when there's been major bullying going on. Mm-hmm. People, companies, individuals, thought processes being targeted. And that's either online and in person. And there's a real fear and there's a power behind that on both aspects, the people who are wielding the power for their followers to do the targeting, and that for the person or places or companies or organizations that are being targeted and the feelings that go on with that. So I want to talk about the brain activity, what happens with the human psyche when these kinds of things go on.
Yeah, it's really easy when someone is targeted with misinformation or bad information or being yelled at or told that they're wrong or have done something bad. It's really easy to all of a sudden feel worried or fearful or shame or angry. And you have a gamut of emotions that flood you, and you have to know how to deal with those. And when you're feeling attacked, whether it's fair or not fair, right or wrong, you have to be able to respond to it, and you often can't because you have a flood of emotions going through you. And those emotions can be very, very difficult. And bullying, you know, we think of bullying mostly as happening in schools, right, with kids. And it does. Happens a lot in schools. I deal with it a lot in my practice with kids that have been bullied. But it also happens with adults. And in this era of social media and online, it is very easy for people to be what are called keyboard heroes. They can all of a sudden be writing their opinion or putting someone down or mobilizing social media support or playing the victim or putting it out there that they have been wronged. And then they garner all kinds of support. And it can take on a life of its own and build as a big, huge wave that then washes over people that don't necessarily deserve it.
So what do you say to on both aspects of it, the people who are doing the bullying or the targeting and those receiving, and you say how you deal with it? First of all, how do you tell people who are listening right now, many of whom I'm finding out are just waiting for you to say something. You say it's green. They're going to say, well, you said it was green and whatever. You didn't say it was the color of green, and that's racist and that's whatever the words are today, the target words.
Right.
And you're just like, wow, I was just talking about how beautiful the skies and the trees are super green. I just don't even understand that
mentality
wall of grossness.
Mm-hmm. You have to remember that some people come forward with their agenda already in place. If they have decided that anyone of a different religion or political persuasion or a different race or sexuality or anything these days, I mean, it's very... the spectrum is huge that people can be not that, whatever that happens to be. And there are certain people that are targeting anyone who is not that. And that has increased the bullying and the online presence of telling people they're wrong or they've messed up or they shouldn't have said that, or telling them that they're bad.
Do you think that the media... I try to go to Huffington, I go to Christian Science Monitor, I go to Drudge and Breitbart, which are dark, I go to World Headlines, I go all over the gamut to look at CNN, I look at, in the morning when I'm doing, finding things, but do you feel that the media is somewhat responsible for if you're a conservative, the MAGA haters that, you know, that automatically, if you're a conservative, that you are this evil person. I don't know where it's coming from. You can't look at the flag or fly the flag or be proud to be an American. It's just like you're evil these days.
It's interesting because I see the world slanting whichever way they think they want to slant. I long for the days. Remember when we used to have an hour's worth of news and you got on at like 6 o'clock and there was a half hour of local news and a half hour of international news or world news? And journalists prided themselves on being accurate, following a story, not spinning it with their opinion, and it was the facts only. I remember when newscasters used to say, we don't have the facts on this, but we are looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that anymore. Everything is what's called an op-ed, and that is an opinion editorial.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wants to spin it in what their targeted profession is or their targeted influence or their targeted... perceived negativity is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is coming from all types of news. It's really interesting. You can listen to one news channel and hear the exact opposite from another news channel, and you never know what the truth is these days.
It's the truth. And so what is your truth? I guess that's the question, is what is your truth? And, you know, I grew up as a, you know, a brownie, and I remember doing, also belonged to the YMCA, and I wish I would have brought that, the oath of being like a good citizen. That was really important. Picking up litter on the street, buying a poppy from somebody at the store. The church has helped people out. Nobody really, I mean, even though you went to school and there'd be like the kids that were less fortunate, they were helped. Somehow there was...
It's called community.
Yeah, they would get bullied, and we'd all get bullied. Everybody would get bullied somewhere on the dodgeball, which you can't play anymore.
Right.
And it always upset me that they stopped dodgeball because it's whatever. But there's a lot of things that are going on in my mind right now, Patty, so you have to reel me in because...
Okay. That's okay. Well, let's look at the idea that people have preconceived ideas of what's right and what's wrong. And they're expressing those preconceived ideas on their forum. Let's talk about the newscasters or the people with columns or the op-eds, all these things. People have preconceived ideas. And what's even more important is they have personal permission to express their opinion as if it is the only one and it's the only thing that's right. There's so much that people are not tolerant of other religions, other sexualities, other skin color, other anything. Everybody is trying to be a victim, and everybody wants to have their opinion and tell everyone else why they're wrong. And it has oppressed people, and it's created negativity and harm. There are people that are afraid to get on their Facebook and say an opinion about something or say a prayer or ask for a chair praying, a prayer chain because somebody's ill because they're afraid they're going to be bullied.
Yeah, I have personal friends, and we have to take a break, that attended, like went to somebody's business, and somebody then who, out of the blue, that's a mutual friend, commented, well, did you know that they belong to this organization? And she's like, I went to go have it. No.
Yeah, I went for coffee.
Yeah, I mean, all right, we're going to be right back because that's the kind of place that we're going right now. We want to talk about healing. We need to think of how we can interact, even if you're dealing, if you're living next door to somebody who is completely of a different thought, lives in a different thought mindset than yours.
Absolutely.
How are you kind and considerate?
Let's talk about that when we get back about healing. I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
We'll be back in a minute.
Thanks.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson. State of mind.
All right, you know my heart, man. I mean, we had to play it, man. We had tickets to go to Casey and the Sunshine Band on March 4th. But, hey, you know what? We've got a horse in the vet. There's a lot of other things going on right now. So we said, you know what? We're just going to wait. Gosh, because, you know, when he comes around. It's always been a dream of mine. So let's put that out in the universe. I would like to bring Casey and the Sunshine Band to Reading.
And you should open for him.
Oh, I just want to sing backup. But I want to dance.
You want to be their doo-wop.
Just let me do a couple songs
so
with you.
But,
if you haven't heard Linda Butt sing, you need to. She sings from her very soul. She has the most amazing voice.
Oh,
and I'm not just saying that because you're my friend. You
thank
have
you.
The most amazing voice.
It's coming. I don't know the what do you want to call it? The volcano. The lava is in there brewing. I'm not really sure what it's going to come out next, but it's going to be really good.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but you know what that feels like because there's therapy. Therapy in a nutshell.
Right.
But there's therapy in music. We were talking earlier today, and I said that, you know, when I sing, for me personally, it's the one place in the world nobody can touch me. Nothing can touch me. It is that purest form of energy.
Right.
And you know the feeling because you're a musician. When you play flute, that must resonate through your body. I mean, mm-hmm. you probably cry at times because it's so cleansing with the tone.
Yeah.
Today when I was out with my horse, I know people think I'm weird. I don't care. It's been an hour because she's got this infection and it's not quite gone. So I go out with her and I don't even know what it's called, some energy work, Reiki, I don't know, I was trying to move stuff. And I sang and hummed her through every part of her body I could get my hands on. And I patted her and rubbed her for about an hour. And then we didn't have to sedate her when we put on the, and I think that's like a baby or any kind of,
she was calm.
A thing that has a heartbeat or mm-hmm. a life force to it is calmed by tonality.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you think about it, without music, life would be flat.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
The key of B flat.
Did you like cop that from somebody?
I copped that from a thing that was on the wall in my RV that I put up there.
Oh.
Without music, life would be flat. It's true.
Yeah.
So let's go back to talking about bullying and targeting.
Please.
Because it really fits with all of this. When we're talking about existing from your soul, existing mm-hmm. as a pure form of you, like you do in music.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is when you have something like that, like when you're, like Liam, our producer over here, is playing drums. He's mm-hmm. awesome. You're singing. I'm playing musical instruments. We're playing a heartfelt thing. We're not trying to be anything else. And also, when you're doing music, you're not judging anybody else for who they are or who they are not. Bullying happens when people are targeted for either what they are or what they are not. And somebody else has decided or judged that you are wrong. So there's people that do bad things or make mistakes or target somebody with something that would harm them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's even a little bit different than bullying. Targeting with harm is actually can be a crime if harm is done to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Bullying is when somebody is trying to tell you that you aren't good enough like you are. And it's harmful.
I get that. We can probably all go through periods of our lives where we, at some time, could it be a neighbor? Could it be in school? I'm sure everyone has some kind of form of where a friend has turned on you or you feel bullied by a gang of girls or a gang of people or a mm-hmm. club that doesn't accept you. That's a form of bullying.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I hear most often over the years I've done private practice is that bullying often starts in your family of origin.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have a story about how their father or mother was very critical or demeaning or told you that you weren't good enough or you were too fat or too skinny or you weren't smart enough or whatever, or you got straight A's, why did you get that B? There were things that parents would do that became oppressive to kids. And that opened the door for bullying. And I'm not blaming parents. I mean, when you look at, like, my parents' generation, they were taught if you praise your kids, you're going to make them soft. So you only tell them what they're doing wrong. That was a parenting style.
Right.
Then we've come full circle. Everybody gets a trophy.
Yes. So yes.
Everybody's a wonderful singer when they can't carry a tune.
Yeah, exactly. Just watch, American Idol and watch the auditions. And I'm thinking, who did not do that child justice?
Right. Well, they told them they were wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So now parenting has come full circle, and every horse gets hung on the refrigerator, even when it's needs to be done over.
Okay. Yes.
And that, you know, it's just how it is. But it opened the door for a lot of people to accept criticism and to have a voice in the back of their head that criticizes themselves. So one of the things you mentioned when we first opened up was that lots of times when you get bullied, there's shame. And what happens with shame is it's, am I bad? Is something wrong with me? Am I not lovable? And some of that gets based on how we were raised or not. And sometimes you could have had the best parents in the world, very supportive. Not everybody got a trophy. You learned how to accept defeat.
Right, okay. Right.
But then there's traumatic experiences that happen, getting bullied in school. I hear a lot of – I'm an expert witness in sexual abuse and rape and all of that, have been for many years in four states in the western states. But – so I've seen hundreds and hundreds of molest and rape victims. And that kind of trauma can diminish how you know who you are. And so if you're open to that kind of diminishment, bullying can be very effective on you. And by effective, I mean harmful. So it doesn't necessarily have to come from your parents. It can also come from your traumatic experiences. But think about the person who's really strong in themselves. They know who they are. They love themselves. They don't think they're perfect, but they have a good self-esteem.
My husband's one of those people.
I know Carl well.
Water off the back, like, you know, just he is a very confident man in who he is.
He's also a Marine. And Marines are trained to, even when they don't feel like that, to act like they feel like that. I love you, Carl. You know I do.
Yeah, of course you do. And you're married to a Marine.
Yes, I know. Special Forces guy. Yeah, that definitely does the same thing.
So I think that it's interesting when you say that, because he can read, he said, I can't remember yesterday, but I can remember every minute of every second of boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
Every. He said, I remember the smells. I remember as if it were yesterday.
And he was reformed in that.
Yeah.
That part of what boot camp is to tear you down to nothing and build you back up as a man or a whole person. Now we have women in the military.
Yes, yes.
Back when Carl was in it, there weren't very many female Marines. Mm-hmm. But with bullying, we can become weakened by our family of origin and the traumas we have there, or the traumas as children or teenagers or young people. And then when bullying happens, we are ripe for shame. Because when you don't feel the shame, you stop and say, that person's being a, if don't beat me, that person is a blank.
Yeah, yeah.
And you begin to say, it's not me, they've got a problem.
So my question is, as a therapist, and I would like to come back, let's do an early break. When we come back, if somebody has been targeted or bullied, and then they are angry, and then they're hurt, and then they're frustrated, and they want to say all the things that you know that doesn't really serve your spirit.
Right.
Or and anybody else's. It doesn't serve the community. It doesn't serve a higher good.
Right.
It's just like a negative cesspool.
Yes.
How do you, as a professional, say the words out to anybody listening about what you can do, because that happens in families where they just meh, 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 meh. It just never ends.
Family drama.
Family drama happens at the holidays, happens when you have, it's the same, it's like a tape. Mm-hmm. Like, can we please break the tape?
It happens in high schools, it happens in office politics.
Oh my God.
It happens everywhere that people are interacting.
Churches, you know, we always get let down when we think things are going to be like the best. Oh my gosh, this is the best group. Oh, and then something happens, you're thinking, wow, really?
Well, our expectations get dashed.
There we go. Okay, let's talk about that when we get back, because there's got to be a higher vibration And I wanted Patty Bay to come on tonight, Dr. Patricia Bay, to help us figure out how to tap into that higher vibration. We'll be right back.
I'm going to teach you a really cool thing.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hurry, don't be late. I can hardly wait. I said to myself when we're old.
We'll go dancing in the dark. Walking through.
All right. Liam, you're like in my skin right now. You know definitely what to say and what to do. Okay. Hey, Linda Bott here. We're live on North State Now here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, also online at KCNR1460.com. A shout out, if you're looking for signs to, for your business, or a wrap or a banner, Wonderland Signs. So they have been doing when we have our KCNR ad in the Enjoy magazine, Wonderland Signs, they did our KCNR logo. They've done all of our banners, all of our signs since we've been in business. So I just want to give them a shout out.
They're awesome. I have known Wonderland Signs since they very first opened.
Tom Adama. And They've been in business for 37 years.
Yeah.
I love that. They own that building. They are hardworking and they're true artists. Mm-hmm. Speaking of true artists, somebody who loves what they do, very passionate about and very good at so many things is, my guest tonight, Dr. Patricia Bay. Dr. Patty, has her own podcast, Therapy in a Nutshell. You can find that on Spotify and Amazon and different
anywhere. Just
how many, 106 shows you see?
150 episodes.
Oh, excuse me.
And I have now coming up to 160,000 listeners. And that started right here on KCNR, where I was doing Therapy in a Nutshell every Saturday morning for how many years? 3 or 4 years?
I loved you doing your show. It was great. And sometimes you were like, you would say, is anybody listening? It didn't matter because what's happening. I know what it feels like in radio when you feel like, you're in a dark room and you're talking to yourself. All right. You need some feedback.
Our medication.
I think what happened is it, with your valuable information or thought process affected people, and it takes time to form a feeling and a thought to what it was. Thought provoking is what I'm trying to say.
What I want is, I always end my podcast with, I'm trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. Because what I want people to do is take a good look at themselves. And when we get back to bullying and how you heal from bullying, what I like is that bullying is a call to consciousness for the person who's been bullied. Because where bullying strikes you in your psyche is where you have a weakness. And anything that points out our weakness to us that we can stop and look at is a powerful tool for us to begin to grow. I talk about in therapy in a nutshell a lot that when somebody plops a bunch of dog poop in your hand, although I don't always call it poop, but when they plop a bunch of dog poop
some
in your hands.
Some kind of smelly substance.
Yeah. And you're going, oh, where did this come from? Rather than throw it around the room or throw it back on the other
pulling
person.
Pulling it.
Or put it in your own heart. You stop and say, what is this and where did I get it? So let's take a moment and say, when I get bullied, if somebody bullies me, tells me I'm bad or wrong or I shouldn't have done that or I'm not good enough, and I go, ugh, that's your handful of stuff that you need to say, why is that affecting me? What is it about? What nerve did that touch? And you can often say, oh, that reminds me of how my dad used to cut me down, or my mom was always so critical, or that reminds me of my third grade teacher where she was always yelling at everybody. People say this stuff. I hear it all the time, because when I say to them, what does this remind you of? They almost always have something. This reminds me of when I was bullied on the bus. This reminds me of I didn't make the basketball team. I was always told I wasn't good enough. This is when I was the fat kid in school. People will say, this reminds me of that. And attached to that is shame and guilt and I'm wrong. And underneath shame and guilt and I'm wrong is I'm not worth loving. Something's wrong with me. And the world right now is telling me you're not worth loving.
Well, the world is telling the world you're not worth loving.
Yeah. And that's what happens with the online stuff and the bigger stuff. They're telling the whole world this person is bad or wrong or screwed up or didn't do it right or should have been different or isn't, this is the big one, isn't like me, isn't like us, isn't like our group of righteous people.
There you go. And there's to me, there's danger in that. And I think that as we go away from our program tonight, Dr. Patty Bay, I'd like you to share with people some tools, because we all can get into our funk. We all know that maybe have we gossiped? And you said, have we said something bad? Have we gotten on a bandwagon that isn't like a positive? Have we been part of a cycle of something that we didn't realize, but maybe we did hurt somebody's feelings or gang up on them and not realize that we did that? How do we as a society here, let's start here with our, I always say it begins with you. Next thing is that your group of people and what you do with random acts of kindness. How do we shift to a more healing, open consciousness to become better in the community and not be he said, she said, you did it. And politics is the worst example because it's so nasty and it's vicious.
Very oppressive and nasty.
It's vicious. So I mean, people were asking Carl to run and I said, I'm not going to have people go through my garbage.
Yeah.
And then, because that's what it is. It's like anything that people can find dirt or do something and that's very abstract, but it's not really. So tell our listeners what you think is maybe a good exercise.
Well, let's look at the idea that there's a very simple thing when we're going to talk about something or someone. Is it kind and is it necessary? So that gets into politics and all that a lot, too, because many people these days feel it is necessary to correct people who are not like-minded with them. And we have a whole lot of the population that feels this is right and the opposite population that feels this is right. And there's a lot of controversy and adversarial conduct back and forth. when we see that on a one-to-one basis, like in families, like in our family, we have a rule. We don't talk politics. We never talk politics. And you park your politics at the door.
Okay.
And hopefully your cell phone, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Because it's nasty. And so what we've said is not, we all love each other, and we're not all the same. And so park your politics at the door and come be family. That has helped our family, which has been good. But it doesn't always help people at work or anything like that. Just started a Benton Air Park pilots page. Randy's a pilot, and we're part of the Benton Air Park community. And when I started the page, I said, park your politics, religion, snarky comments, and sarcasm at the door. This site is to be helpful and kind and share harrowing
information. Yes, informational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if somebody comes at it with snarky political, you're wrong, you're bad, they're going to, I'm the admin.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
going to get blocked.
Good for you. I like the fact that you put that, what do you want to call it, like a disclaimer, if you will,
yeah.
on the front.
I want to set the tone.
Set the tone.
And so often the tone is not set. So it brings up another point that you and I talked about earlier. When you are in the media, when you have a public forum, whether it's a radio station or you're an op-ed person in the newspaper or you're a journalist on TV, you have a responsibility to not be a bully and to remember that you can do harm. So people that have a voice in the community need to be responsible, and they need to recognize that they can rally up trauma for other people unnecessarily.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Yeah, I think that is true. I think that on the morning show here, Carl handles the politics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the other day, it's very interesting, we were driving someplace, and there was a guy who was a high up official in, that's all I'm going to say here,
mm-hmm.
and has, retired. And Carl said, oh, that's so-and-so. And so we were driving someplace, and then Carl stopped the car after we passed them both. He was on a walk. And Carl stopped the car and said, hey, you know, it would have been me. I would have probably driven back, waved.
Uh-huh.
But Carl engaged. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And how you doing? And I heard you were, you know, and so it was a really nice conversation. And this guy said, you know, you always were good to me, Carl.
Uh-huh.
And Carl said, well, you really did your job.
Nice.
And so I heard this conversation go between these two men, and I thought, and I said, that was really nice of you. And he said, well, why would I not say anything nice about him? He really was a very conscientious person in his position, and he did his job. And I thought that was a really good leader.
Yes.
He's a good leader.
Well, and why say something mean when you can say something nice?
Right.
So often.
And I think it made that guy's day.
Oh, probably. At least
he was hurt. He was
it warmed his heart.
Yeah, and he, well, uh-huh. not made his day. But you know what I mean? It's like.
It affirmed him.
He
in
mattered.
That moment.
He mattered.
Yeah, and so when you have a public voice, you have to have room in your thought process at the very least that other people might have a different of opinion. And one thing I've always loved, like, about Carl's show is if somebody calls in and wants to say, I have a different opinion, or I don't believe in that way or anything like that, he gives them a voice, and he will listen to what other people have to say. He doesn't just condemn people or mean to people or try to shove what he believes down their throat. Now, he has his own political opinions,
mm-hmm.
and he has a party that he is very passionate about, but he never is mean, and he never shoves stuff down people's feet. He doesn't bully other people.
No, he does not.
He's very professional and very informative and isn't afraid to speak his opinion, but he doesn't put other people down and harass them. What happens with bullying is there are implied things saying that you have screwed up, that you're wrong, that you've made a mistake, that something's wrong with you. You should believe like I believe, or you are bad. And bullying hits you in the heart, and it makes you say, am I okay?
And here's the thing that I will say is that if you've said something or done something or been a part of something that you weren't aware of, you correct it and you
yeah.
say, hey, gosh, I'm really sorry. Can we move on? Let's, we've got things to do. We've got work to do. Let's work to heal the world. Like you said, 1 hour at a time. We'll be right back.
I love it.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Earth, Wind, and Fire! Okay, let me tell you right now, I saw these guys.
They're pretty good.
Oh my God. I saw them in the 80s at the Lakers Stadium, and they, oh my God. Where was I? Why? How come I had those things happen to me when I was 19? I need them now. I would appreciate it completely different.
It is happening right now. I watched you just have joy on your face at Earth, Wind, and Fire. That is happening right now.
Yes, they're so amazing. Dr. Patty Bay is here with me tonight. We're going to wrap up here in the last 15 minutes because all the magic, and not all the magic, but a lot of magic happens. We're like, what? At the break. Yeah. You know, we've covered about 4 things at the break. Like, what? That just opened up this pocket, opened up that pocket.
We just need another ship.
So we were talking about, I'm slamming the table, so I know that the producer's like, stop with slamming the table. So we talked about if you've been bullied or one has been bullied and what were the words that you said?
I said if you've been bullied and you stop and hold the dog poop in your hands, right? Mm-hmm. Because somebody's dumped some nasty stuff in your hands and you look at it and you say, is this something I need to learn from? Did I do something wrong? Do I need to own this? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't want to sling it back at the person. You don't want to put it in your heart and just say, oh, I'm bad. Nobody loves me. I'm horrible. Everybody leaves me. And you don't want to sling it around the room at everybody else. If you say, yeah, you know what? I shouldn't have done that, or I made a mistake, or I need to own that, then you own it. Then you make amends.
This happens in couples therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This happens between friends and family members and office politics and pick something, right? It happens in the community.
Right.
If you have done something that you need to own, you own it, you go and apologize, you make amends. And amends sometimes are you replace the thing you broke or, you know, you offer to pay for it or you just call and say, I'm so sorry and please forgive me. And it is not up to you whether that person has the capacity to hear you or forgive you or move on.
Okay.
And that sometimes is the hard part.
That's the hard part because you keep trying.
You keep trying.
Yeah. And that is that a weakness or is that because, like someone like me, I'm a Pollyanna, I want everyone to be happy and, you know, like we've got work to do. We have healing to do in this city. We've got some powerful things ahead of us
and I want to be clear
and clean and I want the people around me to know this is my heart, this is my integrity, this is my intention. This is my space and bringing you into my space and I want to when I go out and I am in front of people and I emcee, I want to be clear. I'm here for you guys.
But let's look at the human condition. We all want people to like us. I don't know anybody that says, I want you to hate me.
Right.
And if they do, they're lying. They've got issues. They need to be in therapy. But we all want people to like us. And if we are a good person and we have good intentions, and when, like, I've known you and Carl for many, many years, you guys are a force in the community. You have done so much incredible stuff for this community and fundraisers and put things on and money raised and people honored and the list goes on and on and on. You guys are a force in this community. And when you are a force and when you're big, there are people who are going to target you to say you're wrong, you're bad, you shouldn't be doing this. Mm-hmm. You're conservatives, you're Republicans, you're whatever, and we don't like you for that. Mm-hmm. So when you hold it and say, have I done something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the call to consciousness for bullying. Is this mine or is this yours?
Mm-hmm.
That thing of, is this my monkey or is this your monkey?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all have our monkeys on our back that we have to feed and water. I don't need to water and feed yours and you don't need to do mine. So if somebody else has an agenda to make you wrong or bad or put you down and you stop and say, hey, I haven't done anything wrong here. My behavior has been good. My intentions were great. There's nothing I need to own or apologize for. Okay. If you do find that something they've said to you that's hurt you is something that you need to own, look at, change your behavior, go and make amends, then you have to let it go. And that's where I'd say you give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very spiritual in terms of I'll say, hey, that's not mine.
Got to turn it over.
Let it go. And I even actually picture blowing up. You know,
and
there.
So we're talking about me in the presence, but I think too on a community level, on friends that are at odds, in the politics and how mean-spirited things have become.
Yes.
And I really want a healing. I want a healing for people to think, don't be so spiteful. Don't be so angry and hateful. I mean, we can't keep tearing each other down and I'm trying to make what we're trying to grow here implode. Meaning our community is going places. Have a voice in it. Be positive. Do some random acts of kindness.
Right. Well, visualize healing and not adversity and not tearing each other down. Yeah, I remember a long time ago, most people voted for whoever was the best candidate. Like when people said, are you Democrat or Republican? I was like, I vote for the best person. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that.
The party line.
Yeah, the party line. And it's gotten so adversarial. And with that adversarial attitude comes I'm right and you're wrong. With that comes targeting and bullying. And that's where, as a society, we have to start to say, I don't want to participate in that. I want it to be healing and kind. I want to express my opinion, but I want to do it in a way that doesn't make you feel bad about yours. And people aren't real good about that these days.
I wonder how you can say in a very eloquent, elegant way when you're having a party or you're having a dinner group or you're doing something to say, let's just not talk about politics tonight.
Oh, I say it out loud. If we have a group of friends over, I literally say, park your politics and your cell phone at the door. What's really cool is I have a friend who has a strip with all the different cell phone chargers on the strip at the door. And they say, park your cell phone at the door, and you can pick it up on your way out charged.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I don't know if my husband could do that.
Oh, a lot of people are so addicted to these things that they couldn't leave it.
Yeah, I don't know if he could really. I don't know. I could because I get in trouble sometimes. Did you get my call? No, I didn't pay attention. Sorry.
Well, but
I wanted to get lost on the right aisle.
Say you have a dinner party, and when you invite everybody, you say, hey, and we're going to park our politics and our opinions at the door, and let's just have fun.
Yeah.
Now, if all you're left to talk about is the weather, okay, you guys need to have more interest. Yeah. Somebody needs to pick up a book again and read it instead of staring at their phone. But I think it's perfectly acceptable in a meeting, an environment, on a Facebook page to say, park your politics at the door. This is not the place for it.
Yeah.
We're here to do something else.
I so much appreciate you. I want to bring you back again. We should do a special, like a 2-hour special.
That'd be fun.
And I know that you're going to, I want to put this out. You're going to edit this and put it on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We can edit some of the stuff, but about how we can tune in into a positive effect.
A positive community force.
Right. And how to heal from just negativity and drama and trauma and bullying and targeting and all that stuff.
Exactly.
And let's think about what we say. And I love what you talked about with gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Gossip. What were the words again?
That you need to be kind. Is it kind and is it necessary?
Right.
And if you practice silence, if it's not kind and it's not necessary, then practice silence.
Right.
Practicing silence is powerful anyway. You know, how many people do you know that walk into a room and walk in quietly? Or do they walk in and take over?
Hmm.
Walk in, practice silence. Make space for other people. And if it's not kind and it's not necessary, be quiet.
That's a good one. That's a great one to end on, Patty.
It's powerful stuff. It serves me well when I tell myself, shh.
When did you, we have 3 minutes left, mm-hmm. when did you start basket, doing your beautiful basket weaving?
Oh, you looked at some of them on my podcast, my website, mm-hmm. patriciabay.com. I started learning how to weave baskets when Rich was really sick. My husband died of a behavioral variant, frontal temporal degeneration. He was very sick. So a friend of mine taught me how to do this little tiny pine needle basket that was so ugly, I gave it to my mom and she loved it. It was the horse on the refrigerator, okay? And then I just kept going with it. It soothed my soul.
So beautiful. They're such works of art.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. You are a ray of sunshine. Thanks for coming today and talking about this topic.
You're welcome. It's a necessary topic in our world today. I appreciate you doing it.
And absolutely, go to Dr. Patricia Bay, go to your podcast, Therapy in a Nutshell, and
160,000 listeners.
Yeah, and 160 shows.
Yeah, 150 shows right now.
All right.
About
well,
that, yeah.
Almost.
And I'll put this one on. It'll be on by this weekend. And you can send it out to anybody. Just copy the link and send it to them.
That's fantastic.
And here comes this song that Liam's about to play is my daughter, Tara.
Tara.
Her new CD called Fire Soul, which is powerful. And this is her song, Fire Soul. So we're going to let you go out on it.
I want to ride from the fire like a phoenix with new wings. I want to take all these ashes and spread them out like
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.